Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show, where we explore what you can experience in the state of Louisiana's oldest city. Welcome, everybody. Today, it's all about sports on our Go to Natchitoches show. And, you know, we always talk about Natchitoches being the original French colony and oldest city in Louisiana. Dates back to being founded in 1714. And so many people go to Natchitoches to experience the historic sites, meat pies because the food, all kinds of festivals. But sports is also a huge part of it. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We've got Nicole Connell back from the Natchitoches Convention and Tourism Bureau. And you can go to Natchitoches.com. Everything's linked in the show notes that we're talking about. So welcome back, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I know you're excited because the induction celebration is coming up at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and that's coming up June 20th through 22nd. So you've brought a special guest, Doug Ireland from the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, back on the show. Welcome back, Doug. How are you?
Lisa, thank you. I'm very good. Very excited about what we have coming up, not only with the induction celebration, but with some good programs and exhibits at the museum and improvements there as well.
Yeah, no, when we think about this, you know, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, am I right? It is a $23 million complex. So it's also home to the Louisiana Museum, right? It's also part of the Northwest Louisiana History Museum that's connected.
Okay, it is a Louisiana State Museum property, which means it's extremely well run by museum professionals. They have 9 other museums. All of those are in South Louisiana. We opened in 2013. It is 2/3 Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame and 1/3 Northwest Louisiana History Museum. That was a progression from the old courthouse museum that existed next to Lazione's, and literally the old Natchitoches Parish Courthouse. We formed a partnership with Louisiana State Museums in 2003. 10 years later, which is a remarkably fast track for projects of new construction in Louisiana, we were opening the doors of the museum. The joint mission on the surface might not make a lot of sense, but it really does, because obviously people have been coming to Natchitoches forever to appreciate the history and the culture of this region, which is unique and deeper than anywhere else in our state, and really in the Louisiana Purchase, if you go back to the history of Natchitoches. So there's always been that appeal. And what this museum did was give the old courthouse museum the kind of space and resources that it lacked in that ancient courthouse, which still stands. It's a wonderful building, but it's just not really suited for a museum. And it gave the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, which existed on the Northwestern State University campus in a couple of display cases, a much more proper home, and quite frankly, something that we've been dreaming of for years and years, but finally we're able to bring to fruition. And it reflects the impact of Louisiana's sports culture, which is immense, both to the population here and around the country. You can't look at ESPN for more than a day and not find somebody from Louisiana involved on the national sports scene, whether it's a team or an individual competitor. And we've had just widespread impact many years on the sports scene. So when this idea was broached, Lieutenant Governor at the time was Mitch Landrieu, and he said our Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Museum should be as grand as our sports are on the nation's footprint. That's what we have here is a wonderful museum, $23 million, $22 million of that was state-funded, 27,000 square feet, and it's presented in a style that if you're somebody who doesn't have a great sports focus, you can still have a great experience. It's written in common person's language, and there are great stories there. And if you're a sports person, you'll be very pleasantly surprised. And it's always fun to watch and to experience with visitors who come for the sports, see and enjoy their reaction to the history component of the museum.
I loved it. I mean, Nancy and I have done it a few times, and your exhibits, like you're saying, change up. and you've got that real fancy car, you've got fancy architecture. It's unique. It's definitely unique, right? And when you go in, like I'm not, don't ask me what's going on in a football game. That I have no clue, but I'll cheer whoever you want me to cheer on. Good at that. But then at the same time, like you're saying, when you go in, you get these stories, and you also seem to cover different ages too. So you get into the college as well. So not just the pros, it's, you've got these backstories of these athletes. And I think athletes are always, you know, they share these stories that, you know, inspire us to do the best we can in life, no matter what our destiny is or our career choice in life is. When you look at what an athlete goes through to be the best they can absolutely be and also work within a team setting, I think it just it there it's inspiring and motivating when you go to a museum like this and get to connect with these stories.
Lisa, you're right on target. These are people in every case who are just like you and me and your neighbor and your friends who happen to have gifts in athletics, whether they were competitors or coaches or administrators or media members. And everybody has a wonderful story. Everybody fits into the culture and history of our state. And those who, you know, have lived here and still do are contributing to the state in many ways, not just with what they have done or are doing in sports. Inspiration is very real, and entertainment is very real. And the other piece of it is, when you think about sports in Louisiana, there are about 4 million people who live in our state. Nearly half of them participate in outdoor sports, primarily fishing and hunting, but you know, there were water sports, et cetera. The sports culture is imbued in our state just as much as etouffee, gumbo, and meat pies.
See, that's it. And every game you go to, you're going to have like, you know, a beat of beers and all kinds of local food, right? And meat pies are perfect for sporting events. Don't you think, Nicole? You got to have the meat pie when you go to Natchitoches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't need a spoon, a fork. You probably don't need a napkin unless you're going to get it all over you. It's great walking food, that's for sure.
Now, Nicole, in regards to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, it's right next door to your office. And I love it because you've got that, you know, turnaround, that roundabout, and it's the brick street, and you know, it's so cool. And it's right by Cane River Lake. You know, it's right there at the waterfront. You've got the auditorium out there. So all these, you know, events and celebrations happen down there. And, you know, when you look at all the people that come through the visitor bureau at the visitor center, the welcome center, a lot of them go to the Sports Hall of Fame, right? That's a big part of tourism for Natchitoches, right?
Absolutely. We have visitors come in from all across the world, and one of the things that we tell them to do, two places right on either side of us, we tell them, you know, the Sports Hall of Fame and the Louisiana Museum upstairs is a must do, as well as Kathy Frederick's. We're excited to announce that we've also added another component. The Rock House is officially reopened. And so it's just across the street. So we are surrounded right here on just our corner of Front Street with the beautiful Sports Hall of Fame, the Rock House, the historic Kathy Frederick. So we've really got it going on in Natchitoches down here on this end.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And it's beautiful. And you got the Beaujardin. Did I say it right? Gardens?
Beaujardin is back open
Jardin.
as
Oh,
well. Yep,
I need to
the
come back
water's
to
flowing. It's
Natchitoches.
beautiful. I was down there yesterday.
See? And you got the Cane River Queen too. You've got the boat. You got all kinds of things happening and
Yes.
food.
Yep.
Food, 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 and candy. And food and more candy, good stuff. And that's why we need to get into sports, because we got to work off, you know, the meat pies and the
Right.
candy shop. That's for sure. So let's talk a little bit about, so NSU really, you know, Doug, NSU really is kind of that thing for Natchitoches to be part of, you know, the sports history of Louisiana was really with the students, right, going through NSU.
Well, Northwestern stepped up in 1972 when the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame was 14 years old and did not have a home. It rotated through a few different locations around our state, in Shreveport, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. There were induction events held at the halftime of LSU basketball games, at American Legion sports banquets, et cetera. And it wasn't befitting something like a state sports hall of fame that still goes on in some other states. We long since 50 years ago found a home in Natchitoches because Northwestern stepped forward and said, we'll create a display, we'll hold an annual ceremony. And it has developed over those 50 years, this century. It has been magnificent as it's grown in Natchitoches. And we have, as of 2013, had the doors open on a stunning, stunning museum experience that speaks to the greatness of sports in Louisiana. And certainly Northwestern is an integral part of the identity of Natchitoches. And we kind of consider Natchitoches tantamount to Cooperstown, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is located in upstate New York. It's a charming small community. It's not necessarily on the beaten track. I can assure you Cooperstown's a lot harder to get to than it is to get to Natchitoches. And there's only really one reason to go to Cooperstown, but there are lots of wonderful reasons to come to Natchitoches, and that's another appeal of having the Hall of Fame here.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, what is happening this year? I mean, how many induction ceremonies do you think have happened over the years? I mean, you're going back to the 70s. So it's been, you've been going for a while.
Yeah, and there were inductions previous to that, but the inductions in Natchitoches began in 1972, and we have been here, except for a three-year stint in Shreveport-Bossier, ever since. We've been here for the last 21 years consecutively, and it's been a three-day celebration. It began as a dinner and a presentation at a basketball game in 1972, the Y.A. Tittle. The great New York Giants quarterback, who was an LSU football player at Collegian. And, it developed in this century to 3 days of fun, seven different public activities. Four of those are free. And, it's very much a big community weekend that extends to visitors literally from around the country who come in to celebrate to excellence in Louisiana. That happens to be sports excellence in Louisiana.
And this year, June 20th through 22nd, the 2024, everyone, just in case people are listening next year, and at the induction celebration, 3 days, and it seems so packed with different things, different happenings. You know, of course, there's the awards, but let's talk a little bit about who we're going to be celebrating. Any of them from Natchitoches? Any of the sports heroes, I should say.
Nobody from Natchitoches this year. Last year we had Elena Beard, a great women's basketball player at Duke University and then in the WNBA. And Elena's family was from Natchitoches Parish. So that was a nice touch. But this is a Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So this literally goes from Ida on the Arkansas border to Grand Isle at the mouth of the Mississippi River. From Lake Providence up in the Delta country by Vicksburg to Lake Charles. And it takes in people who have sports anchors from every inch of our state. And so we have that this year with somebody from Grambling, Coach Wilbert Ellis, receiving the Louisiana Sports Ambassador Award and going into the Hall of Fame. We have that with Frank Monica, who's coached in some of those river parishes and great high school and college coaching career. We have that in Daniel Cormier from Lafayette, who's become world famous in MMA, mixed martial arts, after competing in two Olympic games as a wrestler. We have that, obviously, in somebody the stature of Drew Brees, one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of pro football, who played for the New Orleans Saints for many, many, many years and broke all sorts of NFL records. We have that in Ray Sabille, who is back home living in Sunset, just north of Lafayette, but was a jockey who traveled the country, won over 4,000 races among the over 30,000 that he ran at the best tracks in the country. And more of those kind of people who have gone around and represented our state on a broad, broad scale. Kerry Joseph from New Iberia played college football at McNeese, played 19 years of pro football. He played in Europe. He played in Canada. He played in the NFL. And now he's coaching in the NFL. These people have represented our state, you know, on the grandest stages in sports. Simone Augustus won 3 Olympic gold medals. Kevin Jackson, a wrestler who competed at LSU, he won an Olympic gold medal and coached in 2 more Olympic games. So that's the reach that our Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame inductees have. It's literally global.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And so do they get a new exhibit once the celebration is, you know, happened? And I mean, it looks like you guys are going to have some parties going on. I mean, I know you guys like to celebrate everything in Natchitoches, but I was looking like you're going to have a river fest, a taste of tailgating, your bowling bash. You know, it seems like there's camps, there's luncheons. I mean, you're partying. You're having a good time, it seems like. What about this tailgating? I mean, what's happening with that? I want to know how you're going to get the taste of tailgating.
Yeah, we actually have 2 tailgating events. Let's see. Taste of tailgating is the Friday night party that is associated with the Rockin' River Fest. The Rockin' River Fest is a free Riverside concert on Friday night, June 21st. We start at 6 o'clock. We go until 10:30. We have fireworks late in the show when our headline act is on the stage and we introduce the Hall of Fame class. That's a nice 10-minute fireworks show. There's games for the kids on the riverbank, and that is free to anybody to come and enjoy that party upstairs, if you will, or up the hill, up the levee, atop the levee. Is Mama's Oyster House in the Blues Room, and that's where we have the VIP Taste of Tailgating Party. That is a ticketed event, and because there's limited space, and we have tremendous food and refreshments and fun at the Taste of Tailgating Party on that Friday night, June 21st. And then the other thing that we have is the pregame tailgate that we host at the museum prior to the induction ceremony up the street at the event center, Saturday evening, June 22nd. Those are co-joined events. You have to have a ticket to the induction ceremony to get into the 5 o'clock to 6:30 reception at the museum, the pregame warm-up, if you will, where there's, again, that's the food. There'll be lots of food stations in the museum, music and refreshments and a chance to look at the exhibits. That is a ticketed event. But on Thursday night, the LACAP Federal Credit Union kickoff reception at the museum from 5 till 7 is absolutely free, and it's a casual event, whereas you're dressing up the induction ceremony and the pregame warm-up on Saturday. On Thursday evening from 5 till 7, there's hors d'oeuvres and music and really kind of the same vibe, but it's free. And it's more relaxed, and it's a great chance to come and meet these inductees and see the new exhibit in the museum and other new elements that I'd like to share with everybody as well.
Cool. Tell us about the new things. What's happening?
Maybe the most exciting from a public perception standpoint will be the Maravich exhibit. This year in basketball, the Caitlin Clark sensation arrived in full force, a young lady from the University of Iowa who just was a tremendous collegiate basketball player, set records in scoring and drew crowds that really unprecedented in women's basketball. And she's now just started her professional career in the WNBA. Among the things she did was exceed the career scoring total that Pete Maravich had in the stretch from 1967 to 70 while he was at LSU. Now, she did not break Pete Maravich's record. Pete Maravich obviously is a man, and she's a woman. It's a different game. There's different ball. There's different rules. There's 3-point shots now, so on and so forth. They're not the same record, but she did surpass the number of points that Pete scored as a collegian. And this got tremendous attention around the country because Pete Maravich was a player far, far ahead of his time. And Pete's game was not just scoring. It was the sensational showmanship that he displayed consistently. In fact, Pete's attitude was, and he said this many times, people have bought tickets to watch us play, we should entertain them. Pete was a remarkable, transcendent figure in the game of basketball. And in her own way, Caitlin Clark has been too. And what the attention she has gleaned, deservedly so, in the past 18 months, has focused renewed interest in Pete Maravich. And so what we will have starting on that Thursday, June 20th, for the next 3 months in the museum, is a photo exhibit of Pete Maravich as a collegiate at LSU, taken by photographer John Muchmack in Baton Rouge, who had backstage access. Mm. He was a sports writer and photographer. He became close friends with Pete and his father, Press, who was the head coach at LSU. John has photos nobody else has, and they will be on display, about five dozen of them, for 3 months, beginning on June 20th in the Hall of Fame Museum. So we're very, very, cool. very excited about that.
That's cool.
And there will be some improvements. Phase one of a five-phase plan that will enhance the visitor experience at the museum. That'll be apparent to anybody who's been there before, like you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see as you approach the museum and as you walk inside, that will be there beginning June 20th. That'll be a 3 or 4 year phased plan that the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame Foundation is driving, roughly $500,000 of improvements to make the experience even more robust for people to come to the museum and enjoy it.
So that means we have to come back to Natchitoches. Thanks for giving me another excuse.
Well, there's never a reason not to come to Natchitoches.
Exactly. I know. I'm just like, okay, I've just got another reason. I can just keep adding and then hope we get through this year, you know. But yeah, you know, it's pretty incredible. Now you're going to still keep that snazzy car, that red car that you've got in there.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay, you can't get rid of that. That's a gem.
Yeah, and that's another piece. The 10th anniversary of the museum was last summer, and so the Louisiana State Museums, led by our local branch manager, Janae Bittescombe, refreshed a lot of the exhibits. Probably about 40 to 50% of the items on display are new in terms of being on display. But those who have been to the museum before will have a different experience. Of course, there's always annually the new inductee exhibit that will be chock full of memorabilia presented by the class of 2024. And there are other updated features too. The sports museum cannot stay the same.
Yeah, no museum should.
And so,
yeah, no, yeah. That's I think the thing is there's always something new to see. And I love that it's connected with the history museum too, because I think, yeah, like people may think, oh, I don't know anything about sports, but if they go through the history part, they may go, let me go look at this. Wait, that's a cool story. You know, you start wandering around and next thing you know, you're learning everything about the region, you know, from sports to, you know, Clementine Hunter, the artist. So it's really cool to have that connection, that combination, I think. And just, I love the fact that, you know, if you're not there for the induction ceremony and celebrations, that you now, you, if you're going to Natchitoches, say in the fall or for Christmas, you know, the big festival of lights, which we love, then you can go to the museum and at least see those exhibits and the memorabilia like you were talking about. Now, you know, you've got your wrestler, you know, Daniel Cormier, and I'm not pronouncing that right, I know.
Oh, you hit it.
Did I do it? Oh my gosh, Nicole, I'm getting better.
You're getting better and better every month.
you and Arlene are helping. You're helping. But you know those, you know, even the photo and the poster, he's got those big buckles, like, you know what they wear? Now, do you have that? I want to see one of those in person, those really big, you know, what, you know that big thing that he's holding.
That's a championship belt or two championship belts. And those he won as a mixed martial arts world champion, that appears to be right after a championship fight. And Daniel, he's one of the all-time greats in that sport. He's an iconic figure in mixed martial arts. In fact, he has a regular show on ESPN that airs, and he is a ESPN commentator for MMA programming and still very active in that world, although he no longer competes. But Daniel grew up in Lafayette, and, wrestled Northside High School and was a state champion three times and was an all-state football player. Moved to Oklahoma State to compete in college, won national championships there, and became an Olympic wrestler for two Olympics, and made the transition to MMA.
Wow. And you know, and I love too that in this class you also have, you know, coaches like Wilbert Ellis, right? I think that's important too, that people understand the coaches, you know. And you should have Ted Lasso in there. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? The coaches are a part of, like, a huge part of it.
They are. The coaches are teachers at the core, whether they're high school teachers like Coach Monica, or if they're college coaches like Coach Ellis, who, you know, has been in baseball forever. He's in his late 80s and still a very vibrant figure on the college baseball scene. And he is getting the Ambassador Award because his contributions transcend sports. He has been so critical and important to the identity and the progress of Grambling State University, his beloved alma mater. He has contributed to the culture and lifestyle in Lincoln Parish, Ruston, Grambling, and other smaller communities. He has been honored by the Louisiana Justice Hall of Fame for his contribution and impact upon Louisiana youth. He's a remarkable person who is a wonderful representative of Louisiana around the country, not only with college baseball, but of Grambling State University and of all things that are good about our state.
I love it. Now, Nicole, who are you excited to see at the ceremony?
Well, of course, you know, everybody's chosen one, Drew Brees. But with LSU I'm a huge LSU fan, so I'm really looking forward to Simone Augustus being in town.
Cool. And I love that there's women in sports being honored. And you've always done that, from what I've seen over the years, that, you know, women are embraced as well in sports. And sometimes we get left out, but it's really changed a lot, you know, when I think about it over the years. I mean, the last 50 years, it's changed, I think.
Yeah, gotten better. You trace the impact of Title IX, which came into play in the early 70s, which really mandated that educational institutions that receive federal funding, which is virtually every one of them, from school systems to colleges, provide equal opportunities for women. And that's evolved. And our first female inductee came, I believe, in 1982. Clifford Ann Creed was a professional golfer from Alexandria who had great success on the LPGA Tour in the 60s, early 70s. And since then, we've regularly inducted women in all sorts of sports fields and anticipate that continuing unabated forever. Simone, I just spoke to her mother yesterday. Simone is a delightful person who was a child prodigy as a basketball player in Baton Rouge, and developed into one of the great basketball players, man or woman, in the history of the game. And in fact, she's being inducted in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts in October, alongside the greatest names in the world in basketball. So we're very pleased that is happening the same year that she's going into her state's Sports Hall of Fame. And she's a wonderful representative of Baton Rouge. In fact, she was the Grand Marshal of their St. Patrick's Day parade. She is a wonderful representative of Louisiana State University. There's a statue outside the Pete Maravich Assembly Center of her. And she's certainly a wonderful representative of our entire state. And that's why she was a no doubt first time eligible inductee into the Hall of Fame.
I love it. Everyone, again, the links are in the show notes, but you can go to lasportshall.com and also Natchitoches.com. And that's Natchitoches.com. And when you go there, it's a brand new spiffy website. Man, what's going on, Nicole? You guys have a new visitor guide people can just download, right, off the website?
We are moving and shaking around here. We have a redesigned website that we hope people will check out. And we've also got an updated visitor's guide now that we have the Rock House back open and completed that we're super excited about. So, you know, we're just switching things up, adding stuff to do new in Natchitoches every day.
And your visitor guide, tell us about that. So is this the new one for the year, or is that coming out later?
So it'll be out in a couple months in print. It'll be on our website soon for people to be able to download, but just has some updated information about all the new stuff that we have coming to town.
And I mean, the one that's out there now, go get it. You can also download it. And also, it's a digital guide, and you can also get the print, but this is the place to go for event news. And every time I go on there, just when I thought I had the list straight, it's like there's another event. There's always something to celebrate in Natchitoches. Sports, food, you know, all the outdoor adventures. You know, we think about June is a great month. It's a little warm, you know, but you can go on morning hikes out in Kisatchee National Forest. You've got Cane River Lake. You've got, you know, all kinds of things to do. You will never be bored in Natchitoches ever. And if you are, well, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to you. Sort you out. I'll take you outside. I'm just kidding. But thank you so much, Doug, for being back on the show. It was a pleasure to have you.
Lisa, always a pleasure to share time with you and Nicole, and to share Natchitoches with anybody who wants to come by and visit. It's a wonderful place that's got something for everybody and a little bit extra.
Exactly. I agree with that. Nicole, thank you so much for always putting this together with us.
Thank you. We had a great time. We appreciate Doug joining us today.
Absolutely. Take care, everyone, and go to Natchitoches. Thank you for joining us on our Big Blend Radio Go to Natchitoches show. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com and plan your adventure in Natchitoches. Go to Natchitoches.com. That is NATCHITOCHES.com, Natchitoches.com.